You never know what sort of joint ventures or partnerships or opportunities can come your way. And sometimes you might think that they're not for you, and sometimes they're not. But it's amazing the things that we can do when we're open to opportunities. And as coaches, we need to be curious, don't we? We need to have a check and see whether that's going to work for us.
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches with Cathy Smith. This podcast is the ultimate resource for coaches looking to transform their coaching passion into a thriving business. Cathy Smith began a journey as a marketing professional in 2001 and has helped thousands of businesses to grow. Cathy specializes in helping coaches and is dedicated to showing you how to get your first clients and then many more. If you are ready to take your coaching practice to the next level, then you are in the right place. Whether you are just starting your coaching journey or you're an experienced coach not seeing the results you desire, then this podcast is for you.
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches, episode 246. So this is the second part of our 24 business tips for coaches. So I hope you have listened to last week's 245. So in last week's, we did number one, how to talk to your audience. Number two, marketing your business effectively. Number three, create a great customer experience. Number four, update your website. Number five, plan your social content. Number six, leverage the power of video. Number seven, set your goals strategically and implement them. And number eight, invest in cybersecurity and train your staff. So that was a great episode. So if you haven't checked that out, go back and listen to that one before you listen to this one, or just keep listening and catch up with it later. All right, so we're going to have nine more. This is a three-part series because I thought eight tips in one podcast is probably enough. So let's get into today's. So number nine is be ready for opportunities. You never know what sort of joint ventures or partnerships or opportunities can come your way. And sometimes you might think that they're not for you, and sometimes they're not. But it's amazing the things that we can do when we're open to opportunities. And as coaches, we need to be curious, don't we? We need to have a check and see whether that's going to work for us. Now, not everything is. And you need to be careful of the shiny object syndrome so that you're not jumping from one thing to another. But sometimes there's amazing things that happen. I mean, look at how Uber's taken over taxis, and now taxis have had to up their game. Who would have thought that you would have been able to get a taxi by just putting it into an app? Not a few years ago. So it's amazing how we can up our businesses and change and tweak when these opportunities come along. There's some really bad examples of when people haven't taken those opportunities, Kodak being the worst, because they actually developed the digital camera but didn't think it had legs and didn't think it would get it anywhere. And unfortunately, they're not around today, or if they are, not to the extent that they certainly were. So sometimes opportunities are there to be taken. So just be curious and see what works for you. Number 10, personalize your approach. There's nothing worse than just being a number. Now, I'm not saying make everything bespoke and everything exactly the same, but when we talk about our ideal customer and making sure that we're talking to them, that can sound like we're personalizing it just for them, which is another reason why you should niche. Because if you've got multiple of the same type of customer, talking to them definitely sounds like you're personalizing it. So making sure that you are getting your message out to that one customer and getting clear, knowing what their problems are, being able to solve that one problem, and you get really good at that. So making sure that you are personalizing your experience. And then later on, you might have two or three avatars, two or three customers that you can work with. But in the beginning, just start with a rule of one. I've done lots of episodes on personalizing your coaching. So episode 243, The Rule of One. Episode 239, The Keys to Coaching Success. Episode 242, How to Stand Out as a Coach. They're great resources for you to check out. If you've already listened to them, sometimes it's good to have a second listen. So go and do that. All right, number 11, how to understand your competition. Now, a lot of people say that you should price the same as your competition. I disagree. Pricing is about value. And if you're giving more value than the people perceive that they're paying, then it's a win-win. I've used lots of analogies about cars. Very expensive cars are not worth that amount of money when you look at the components and the way they're built. But the perception of them, people think sometimes they're even getting a great bargain, especially if you've not bought it new and you've paid a little less than the new price or a lot less than your new price. So it's that perception about value. So checking out your competition is more about seeing what they're doing perhaps. Do they have different offerings that maybe you could bring into yours? Are they doing something that you definitely don't want to do? Maybe their model is something you no way, no how are going to do. So just seeing what's out in the ecosystem is really important. Think about Airbnb and the way that they've really revolutionized that hotel industry. Keeping up with things doesn't mean that you've got to go and use it. Sometimes, like I say, it's a case of running away from it, not running to it. But just being aware is important. So some episodes to check out here is 234, Where Not How. 206, How to Win on LinkedIn. Now, you might think that's a really odd one to be checking out your competition, but LinkedIn can be a really important thing, and it might be something that you're not doing that your competition's doing. So check that one out. Bit left field, but probably a good resource anyway. All right, we're up to number 12, leveraging new technology. Now, there's lots of things that happen along the way that make it easier. Things like having a booking calendar so that people can book in, and you know that what's on your calendar so you're not double booking. I can remember transferring things from a paper calendar into a smaller calendar to take in my purse and vice versa, and things get forgotten. So having a booking system that goes straight into your calendar is a great thing. Making sure you're using payment systems so that people can pay in advance and you're not forever invoicing and chasing money can be a really great use of technology. Email software, making sure that you've got those automated emails when people purchase and those reminders and things. Not over the top, of course, but email software can make things much easier to keep in touch with your people and making sure that they know that you're thinking of them. Because there's nothing worse than buying something and then never hearing again. And then suddenly somebody's got a sale and you end up with a whole stack in your email. So just keeping those touch points throughout the year and throughout your coaching time can be really helpful. And then when you do have something you want to sell, they're going to be more receptive to it because you've had those touch points. You're not suddenly just spamming them because it's a Black Friday sale. Another great one, of course, is social media. Making sure that you're using scheduling systems so that you're getting the messages out there, drip feeding it, and it's not being all or nothing, and you're not spending every 5 minutes having to do it. So most of these social medias have their own scheduling systems now, so you don't have to pay extra, and it works really well when you're using their own. Okay, so some resources to look at there is 223, How to Future-Proof Your Business. 203, Leveraging Social Media. And 214, Scaling Your Small Business. That was a really great one with Anton Harrison Kern. So check that out if you haven't already. 13, tip 13, how to manage your cash flow. If you don't have good cash flow, then it's going to be really hard to run a great business, particularly when you've got things like taxes, GST here in Australia, VAT, and other taxes around the world. You need to make sure that you're putting that money away. It is not your money. Do not spend it. Because how many people get to the end of their tax year and suddenly find that they've had a big bill? Making money is fantastic and you can do great things with it, but you do have to pay your obligations, your GST and your taxes. So making sure that your cash flow is really solid and works well. I'm a great fan of Profit First, and we had Amy Betts, I think it was 197. So she talked a lot about cash flow. So check that one out if you haven't already. Okay, and we also had 165, five powerful ways to boost your income. So that was with Angela Henderson. So that was a great one to check out as well. 14, decluttering. Are you spending way too much time trying to find things, trying to find files on your computer, notes about your coaching, or just general bits and pieces, or even your to-do list? So remember, having things clean and easy makes your life a lot better, especially when you're busy. So making sure that you are decluttering, particularly your digital stuff, so that you can find it much easier. So a great podcast episode there was Win Your Day. Or 236, should I expand my audience? That's an odd one to be in decluttering, but maybe that's a bit of a left field as well. So thinking about whether you should be expanding out a bit further or whether just keeping to your core people and really niching is where you need to be. So that's an interesting one for decluttering, but I thought I'd throw that one in for you. And also 226, simplifying to grow. That's amazing. And that will also help you to declutter. You won't have all the bits and pieces. Sometimes having a simple offer makes it much easier. And you can get that really strong and firm before you go on to the next one. Number 15, setting your calendar. So we've talked a lot over the podcasting about batching, making sure that you're doing everything in one go rather than trying to multitask, which really is just multi-switching. So jumping from here to there and back again, it's not actually achieving any extra. It just means that your brain has to keep resetting and working out what it was that you did before and what it is that you need to do. So when you're setting up your coaching day, it's far better for most people to set up, okay, I'm doing a podcast, so can I do one or two? If I'm doing coaching calls, can I put a few coaching calls together? So I'm in a coaching mindset. I'm not swapping between accounting that I might not like and then coaching and then invoicing and then back again. If you can set up the same kind of tasks to do, it makes it much easier. And particularly if they're tasks that you don't enjoy, maybe you can do three or four of them and then maybe have the afternoon off or have a little treat. I was talking to a client yesterday and she was saying that she's been doing some tasks that she didn't want to do and she's been really smashing them and doing really well. So she's going to have herself a little treat tomorrow afternoon. She's going to book a massage and that was her treat for getting those things done. But batching it can make it so much easier. So for that, we need to look at, are you too available? Because that can be a problem as well. If you're letting people just book in anywhere and anyhow, that could be in between your invoicing time. It could be in between your traveling time. So you're trying to duck between here and there and making it really difficult. So setting those calendar times where that people can book into and not book into can make it really easy. And also, you can then know if that time's available. If you're waiting for somebody to come back to confirm, you don't have to then not say yes to other people because you know that you've just got that time there and you've got that booked out. So setting a calendar can be a great way to make things easier and more streamlined. Okay, so some ones to look at there is 225 essential time management strategies for coaches. How to save time, how time management can save your business and your sanity. And 240, minutes matter, how you can do more with less. So check those ones out. Number 16, learn from your mistakes. So we don't like to make mistakes. We don't like to fail, but sometimes we need to be able to grow. So learning from them and not doing the same thing over and over can be a great thing. We will often tell our coaching clients that they might need to learn. So are you taking your own advice there? So Michael Jordan was one of those people that they didn't think he'd even make the high school team. But he learned how to do it and he practiced and practiced and practiced. And they say that sometimes that's the greats, is they may not have the best talent, but they are the most dedicated. They are the ones that keep practicing. So is there something that you're doing that you really should be learning from your mistakes? Or is it just a case of you need to do it more often? Video is one of those things. Quite a lot of us hate video. But as we get going and we do more of it, we can learn from the mistakes. We can learn how to get our auto cues better. We can learn where we can put pieces of paper so it's not as evident that we're trying to read it. Those kind of things. So learning from our mistakes and practice can be a really good one. Walt Disney, he also got fired from his first newspaper job, and he was told that he wouldn't become much of muchness. There's so many examples like that. So just get up again when you've had that little problem, fail, whatever it happens to be, and learn from your mistakes. So episodes to listen to here are What If I Could? Well, what if you could? And is perfectionism holding you back? B plus work out in the world is far better than A plus work stuck on your computer. How many of you have books out there that they're going to get there one day or not? Sometimes it's better just to get them out there. So let's just recap. Okay, number 9, getting ready for new opportunities. Number 10, personalize your coaching approach. Number 11, understand your competition. Number 12, leverage new technology. Number 13, manage your cash flow. Number 14, declutter. Number 15, set your calendar. And number 16, learn from your mistakes. So I hope you've enjoyed these next 8 tips. So that was, we had 1 to 8 in the first part, and then we've had 9 to 16 in this part. Now, next week, we will do the last of the 24 tips. So I look forward to your feedback. And remember, guys, if you're not implementing, then learning doesn't help you any. So what is the one thing that you can take and do today to make your coaching better, to make your client experience better? So I look forward to seeing you again next week with the last of our 24 business tips for coaches. Remember, SBT audience, enjoy your journey. Hey, did you enjoy this podcast? Why don't you go and check out the Coaches Marketing Roadmap, your step-by-step guide to accelerate your journey to a thriving coaching business. thecoachesmarketingroadmap.com.au. And don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk for Coaches podcast. Go to smallbusinesstalk.com.au for all the show notes from this episode. Remember, coaches, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action, and implement it. Coaches, you've got this. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Remember, just start. One step at a time, take consistent action, and enjoy your journey.